Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Saying to Shay here, can't wait. It's coming up. Garth Brooks on his way, 400,000 people going to Croke Park. And we're here to talk about him, really, and why people love him so much.
Well, people were line dancing in the control room there as well. I can see all the production team.
They do
there.
That every morning.
Fingers in the buckles of the belts, to the left, to the right. You know, Colin Farrell used to be a line dancing instructor.
Really? I did not know that.
Back in the day.
So tell me, you're going, obviously.
I'm going the first night. I requested tickets for Christmas. I said, look, instead of socks, instead of jocks, instead of all the aftershaves and bad this and that and stuff that's bought in deals. I think I want to go to see Garth Brooks. And of course, my wife has to come with me as well to keep me company.
Yeah.
So we're going the first night.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to that.
And do you have a long history with Garth Brooks in terms of your listening, or are you a new fan?
No, I have a long history. So one of the summers in between college, I ended up driving a van, delivering cakes for Bewley's. So I used to leave Dublin and drive to Shannon, Ennis and Galway and then back. And in the middle of the night, I could hear these songs on the local stations, Garth Brooks songs, around early 90s now at this stage. So he'd had a couple of albums out, but the big songs were The Dance, Friends in Low Places, If Tomorrow Never Comes. So they were the big songs at those stage. And then I started to listen to it. And then I managed to get my hands on a tape. And I stuck that in the van, Nissan Air van, stuck it in and used to listen to it every night. And I just fell in love with it. I really, really loved it. So I followed his career since then.
And have you ever met him?
I met him once at the press conference back in 2014. I was there and I was down to ask him a question. I asked him a question, got to have a quick chat with him. He was lovely. He stayed all day, as he did recently at the last press conference last year when he announced the stadium concerts in Croke Park. And he spoke to everybody, had time for everybody. He did as many interviews as anybody wanted. He went up on the roof. He took pictures on the roof of Croke Park. And he was there all day while the plane was waiting down Weston Airport. No hurry. Plenty of time for everybody. Yeah, he was very pleasant, very nice. And I've been at other press conferences with other stars and they weren't quite as nice. And their security weren't quite as nice. But
right.
His security were very nice. He sets the tone.
You see, the stars are very good, aren't they, at massaging our egos and saying, Ireland, you're my favourite place. And then they'll go to Japan and they'll say, you're the best audience in the world. But he does seem to genuinely love Ireland.
Well, if you look back on interviews with him, he talks about Ireland in interviews all over the world, especially in the United States. But also he has quietly holidayed here. And one of his live albums and DVDs includes more than 50% footage from the Croke Park concerts, from the three nights in Croke Park. So, and some of the point footage as well. So he definitely has a genuine love. He's going to take a break in between the concerts in 2 weeks' time. So the first concert on the 9th next Friday week. And then he'll have a break in between, which he'll spend confidentially somewhere in Killarney, but nobody knows about where he's rented a house. But he will be, and he'll do a little bit of touring and things like that as well.
So. The question, though, that I can never get the answer to is why Irish people love American country as much as we do.
We do. Well, that's a question. I think there's a perception that we do love American country. The country scene in Ireland is very much a dance-based scene rather than a recording scene. But like people go to gigs, they go dancing. But big American country artists don't sell out here. They rarely come here and sell a full concert. Like if I mention names like Brad Paisley or Alan Jackson or Blake Shelton or Dierks Bentley.
Huge stars.
In America, they're massive. Mm-hmm. I remember I was working on Ryan's show many years ago and Toby Keith came here, who at the time was selling out stadia in the US, and he was playing the Olympia here. Now they arrived up, it was very funny. They arrived up in 7 blacked out Mercedes vans. And we were like, they came to reception. They went, Toby Keith is here. And they were like, who's Toby Keith?
Toby, you?
Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
So they're all asking you for that, are they, on Rising Time?
Absolutely, absolutely. The last time I was with you, we were talking about country music. I tried to get you to sing that.
Yeah, it didn't work. But won't work this time either.
But it might work in a couple of weeks when you're there as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm going on the 17th, standing on the pitch. And I think that's a good night to go because it'll be the last night, you know.
He'll throw everything at the last night.
He won't be playing late. Don't worry, he'll be. Actually, we should talk about the instructions. People are told arrive, gates open at 5.
Gates open at 5. He's no support act, so you won't see 2 or 3 acts on before
him. Got to watch that. Can't go to the pub.
He's scheduled on stage at 7:30. So a couple of things. Make sure you download your tickets. That's really important. And the other thing, at the same as boarding passes, you don't be the person who has everybody's on your phone. get everybody to have a copy of everybody's ticket.
Oh,
so
really?
Therefore, well, if your battery runs out.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you've got a charger, you're at the gig. So make sure, or if you have access to a printer, print the tickets as well. I just find that just makes life an awful lot easier. Imagine you lost your phone on the way to the gig. Then you're going to the Ticketmaster booth and you're trying to give your password and you're trying. Now, I have to say, Ticketmaster in the past, when I've messed up, I've been very good at the booth trying to figure out. But there's a big queue of people trying to with the same problem. So make sure you do that. Get there early. There's plenty of drinks and food inside. Don't bring a small bag. Don't bring a handbag. Bring a little kind of envelope-sized bag if you're bringing anything at all. There's going to be searches going in, the usual. So, but just take your time. If you haven't been to a concert in Crow Park before, it can be quite a melee just as you head to the different routes, and it'll give you the route on the tickets, the yellow route, the red route, the blue route, and find out where you're going in advance and go there. Get there early and get in and relax and enjoy yourself.
And enjoy it. Yeah, see, most people haven't been to a concert in ages.
No,
you know,
they haven't.
We're out of practice. And what is it about him? Why are his concerts so popular?
I think there's a couple of things. I think you're promised a party. Now, some artists, you go and you know, you're like, if you go, there's going to be some guy or woman singing on the stage. You go to a Van Morrison concert. I love Van Morrison's music, but you're not going to have a party. Mm-hmm. You go to Bob Dylan, you're not going to have a party. But if you go to Garth Brooks, there's a sense you're going to go, this is going to be, like, you can even see your excitement.
Can't wait. Outside the bar. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Look, and I can't say I know every Garth Brooks song. I don't. I'm just going for the crack. I just think it's going to be
fun. And that goes along with Irish people. There are songs we know. There are songs we're going to sing along to. And he encourages the singing along. And he actually stops the band and lets you sing along with them. So he loves that. And he wants you to do that. And that'll be recorded. And that'll be in a DVD somewhere in the future. It's good value because he wants to be there. Mm-hmm. He's going to sing the hits. He knows. He's researched. He has a degree in advertising. He knows that when he comes here, he's not going to do the stuff from the later albums. In Ireland, the albums that sold really well and the singles came in the first 5 years from kind of 89 up to 94, 95. After that, we didn't really buy the albums, we didn't buy the singles.
So he gets it. He's not going to go, and now a song from my yet to be released album never goes, bar.
No. And the other thing is the music. The reason that those artists are not as popular here is the music that they choose to perform and write. Garth Brooks writes some of the music. He didn't write all of his big hits. His big hits were written by others. Carefully chosen country pop, four bars and in, verse, chorus, story songs. Irish people love story songs. We love a story about
Paddy. Bit of snobbery around him as well in the country music scene because he was too much of a crossover artist, veered into pop, a little bit too popular for some. And the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you and never knowing what's in store. Makes each day a constant battle. We'll all be bawling now.
Now, when he sings that, everybody knows the words to that. Who's going to be at the concert, you probably know the words to that. And you're going to sing along. That's a song that's covered by lots of choirs around the country as well, because the choir joins in between it. And it's a tearjerker as well.
Yeah. And the dance, of course, as well. Hugely popular. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try, so I will
sail my vessel till the river runs. There was a song that you played just a moment ago. You're a fabulous DJ. You should do Rising Time. The Garth Brooks standing outside the fire. When I DJed outside of Dublin, I have to say, that was the song we used to play last before the national anthem. It was Standing Outside the Fire.
Really?
And everybody would get up for it. Blue jeans and brown shoes and Czech shirts and Garth Brooks shirts. Remember, he had the famous shirts as well with the four squares on the
front.
He
has a lot to answer for, doesn't he? He gave some hints yesterday about what we can expect from the set. He's going to be right out into the crowd. I thought he was whinging a little bit now about the cost of it, wasn't he? He said he won't make as much money from this gig as he would from an American gig, because he's got to ship it all over. But it does sound like it's going to be a great set.
Yeah, they're going to put a lot into it. And that's partly the set that was there for 2014 as well. That's some of that, I think, is coming back, and that design is there because everything was fitted to Crow Park already. So they're going to reproduce that. But it's going to be a fabulous light show and everything. You're going to throw everything at it. So again, it's that value for money. You know you're going to get a show. You know he's going to put his headset on. He's going to run around the stage. They're going to use the big screens. They're going to film the audience. I'm very excited.
Is he able for all that now? All that running around and
what he does is, and we talked about this at the press conference. He gets into shape, and he did a concert. I think it was last week. He was in North Carolina. He played to 85,000 people. So he's had a couple of practice runs before he gets here. So There you go.
What's that one? I don't know that one.
Ain't going out till the
sun comes up.
Down.
No, I know it now.
Down. Ain't going out till the sun comes.
Down. Okay.
Or ain't going in till the sun comes. It's one of those.
Will you tell me a little bit about Garth, the man? You mentioned he has a degree in advertising, the background, the
His actual name
all started.
Is Tyroyle. That's his first name. Tyroyle Garth Brooks. His dad was called Tyroyle. His dad, and to be funny enough, oil, he worked for an oil company as a draftsman. So he's a middle class kind of kid from Oklahoma. His mother's called Colleen McElroy. So the connection to Ireland is definitely there. And he wrote a song about Ireland for his mother.
She was a singer, was she?
She was a singer, a country singer as well. So country music and all the family were in the band. At one stage, they came and went. His sister Betsy, unfortunately, passed away in 2013. She was part of the band. She was a member of the LGBTQ plus community. He wrote a song about human rights, tried to include as much as he can, called We Shall Be Free in 1992. Insisted on playing it before the Super Bowl, national anthem at the Super Bowl, the video, which contains images of civil rights marches, etc., and was told he couldn't do it, and then walked out of the stadium for an hour, delayed the start of the Super Bowl by an hour, then they played the video. So he has a history of activism. He's a smart man, that's the other thing. He's a very clever man. He's, as I say, he has a degree in advertising from the University of Oklahoma. He set up his own music streaming company. His music wasn't on Spotify, isn't on Spotify. He set up his own streaming company and did a deal with Walmart to take his music in. Eventually that company was bought over by Amazon Music. So the only place you can stream Garth Brooks' music is on Sirius XM, the satellite channel, if you have a subscription, or to Amazon Music. So he did a massive deal with them.
What's he worth? Much is he worth? Squillions.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Gazillions. Yeah. Well, listen, we're all looking forward to it, and I will see you there.
I'm looking forward to it, Claire.
I know.
Yeah.
I've check shirt.
Have you got the boots?
The jeans and the Stetson. You're getting the Stetsons
for us. Robert Mazzell, you know our friend Robert? Yes. He's doing the Stetsons for us.
Great.
So.
Can't wait. And here's one now. We'll all be holding the phones up. We don't have lighters anymore. We'll be holding the phones up with the little torch on them when this is playing.
Never comes.
Go on. Sing along with it.
Will she know how much I loved her?
Everybody join in.
He'll try it every way. To show her every day that she's my only one.
Who needs Garth? Who needs Garth when you have Shaver?
If my time on earth were through,
you'd have no listeners left.
She must face this world without me.
todaycb@rte.ie.
Get inspired this Culture Night, live at Loughborough and RT1.